boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Women should rule the world. I'm going to say it.
I agree. Blindly.
Or maybe I should rule the world.
I do draw the line there.
You're like, never mind. I don't agree with that one at all.
That.
You ever had one of those moments where you're like, you know what? I might be a mad scientist. I might be a freaking genius.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm the smartest person ever and nobody realizes it.
Mm-hmm. That was me yesterday. My boyfriend neighbor, bless his heart. He texted me while I was at work and he was like, so here's the thing. I thought I set up our electricity on auto pay. Turns out I never did.
Classic.
We were significantly behind and they shut off our electricity.
Oh my God.
Oops. He's like, so you might come home to no electricity. I did pay it. I have now set up the auto pay, I think. But there's a chance there's no electricity. But when you get home, can you let me know? Anyway, so I get off of work like around 7:30 last night. And he's like, are you home? Like, can you tell me if the electricity's not working or not? I'm like, no, I'm not home yet. But there's an easy way to look. I'll be right back. Check the security cameras. Hello? Like, if the security cameras are working, we have electricity. If the security cameras are not working, we ain't got no electricity. So then I call him back. I'm like, we got electricity. He's like, how do you know? I'm like, I checked the security cameras.
Right. They're not solar powered? I know some are solar powered.
Well, that would be outside or batteried.
You're talking the ones inside.
Mm-hmm. The ones outside are batteried because I don't know if you can wire some of those, maybe, but we would have no way to like power those outside. But the inside ones are all plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just checked those and I'm like, well, if I've got power to it, I feel like we have to have electricity. Otherwise, how else are they powered? Anyways, I feel like a mad freaking genius, dude.
Did you share your secret with him or you just let him think that you were?
Unfortunately, I did.
Well, you should have let him just think the best of you.
That I was
that
really
moment.
Freaking smart.
Yeah.
I told my boyfriend yesterday that I want to buy him the Post Malone undies that dropped today. It's the Post Malone Skims collaboration.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things. There's like joggers and I think there's like a sweatshirt and definitely there's boxer briefs.
Right.
And I told him I want to buy him for him. And he's like, okay, that's fine. And I said, you can wear them. It's like, I can't promise it. I'm like, there was a point of spending like $38. I'm not going to waste my money.
Well, I don't know why you were going to anyways unless he was really excited about them.
So you're saying I shouldn't?
I just think that unless you're going to wear them.
I never thought of it.
Then why?
Hold up.
I fear you'd buy them and he'd be like, cool. And then the tags would never
you're
come
on
off.
To something. I think I might be wearing them.
I think that makes the most sense for you.
I'll show you when I wear them.
I'm good.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The dispute right now is to go or not to go. Not to actually go somewhere. To get your food to go. So this guy...
I feel like you're pro this.
Oh, you know me. I love to go. No, this guy kind of went viral on Reddit. He is 28 years old. And he got in a little predicament with his own dad. So his dad was going to treat him to lunch, dinner, whatever. Took him out to eat. And the son orders a main course, and he's like, I feel like I kind of want a side dish, too. I'm going to order extra. Well, as many of us do, his eyes were bigger than his stomach, and he just ate the main course, didn't get to the side, whether it's mac and cheese or whatever it was. So he got a to-go box.
Oh, we're talking about, I thought you meant like we were ordering to go picking up the restaurant. Okay, you're talking about we're
leftovers.
Sitting at the restaurant. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Ooh. So he couldn't finish it. He couldn't even touch the extra side dish that he ordered. And his dad let him know, that's really rude. I'm paying for all of this for you. You shouldn't do that. If somebody is taking care of the bill.
So what, the dad wants it?
He said that he shouldn't have ordered it. And then it's especially rude to get the to-go box.
I have so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so his dad is mad because he wants to take a to-go box. Does the dad want the food?
I don't know. That could be it, that he's like, if you're not going to eat it, then I deserve it because I'm paying for it, which that kind of makes sense,
I
guess.
That one kind of does. I get that one. But if dad doesn't want it, then we're wasting food.
Right. Why do we care? That may be an underlying reason, perhaps.
And how many times, like you said, do you order something and then you're like, oh, I'm so freaking hungry. I don't know if you're like me, but when you're the most hungry, you're like, oh, I'm so sick. I'm so like when you're getting like nauseous because you're mm-hmm. so freaking hungry is when you only eat like 3 bites.
And then you can't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can't finish it all because you're like, I'm so hungry. It's not.
Yeah, I think dad's in the wrong.
I think dad's in the wrong, and dad really secretly wanted that mac and cheese.
No, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
If my headphones fell off of my head at the gym and what you heard playing in my headphones played out loud, it would have been the most embarrassing thing in the entire world because it was Nickelback.
Oh, you know how I feel about that.
I know. But I'm telling you, Nickelback at the gym was bangers. Girl, do it one time. Listen to Nickelback
at
the gym.
I'd rather not. I would truly. I mean, there's a lot of things I'd rather do.
I was lifting harder. I was going harder. Trust me. Do it one time.
I don't want to.
She's like, I'll fall asleep at the gym. What are you talking about?
No. See, I get it. Is it because it's like.
It's nice and. Yeah.
Head
nice,
banging.
Yes.
Dad
exactly.
Rock.
Yeah.
I feel like I would just like be like, whoa, look at my beer belly.
And exactly.
And that felt good. I don't know about all this.
You ever look at people in the gym and you were like, whoa, we are not the same.
Most days. Yes.
You are a superhero. There was a guy in my gym today. He was drinking coffee. Now, normally people are drinking like water or they're drinking their protein shakes or their energy drinks. I've never seen anyone drink coffee.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I could go to the gym and drink coffee. I'd be like, I'd be off the walls. He was not. He was calm. He was collective. And I was like, dude, coffee? We're not the same. Also, coffee really upsets my stomach.
That's what I was going to say.
I'd be in the bathroom every 2 seconds.
My tummy is like upset just thinking about that.
Not only was he doing that, he wasn't wearing any headphones. I was like, I can't do the gym without headphones. How do you focus? My attention span is not there. This man's a superhero.
No, he's way too confident in life.
That's what I need this confidence to go to the gym, then knowing my belly's okay, and to be able to know that.
No.
She's like, I don't know.
No, this will never be me.
So I was just hanging out in Iowa City, but I had to drive there, and I don't know how you do
that. You didn't teleport?
Well, no, as much as I wish I did. I don't know how you drive. I know you don't live in Iowa City, but you live in North Liberty, so that means you do take a big chunk of 380.
Yes, every day, twice.
Why do you do this? Because here's what the thing. On my way there, everybody was going 80 in a 70. Now, I'm like, I like to ride with the crowd. And I felt so uncomfortable. I was like, we are speeding. And then we get to the construction zone.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 65, okay?
Mm-hmm.
People are like, 80 still. I'm like, hello, there are people doing construction. Let's calm down.
Uh-huh.
I felt so I was like, can we slow down? But then if you slow down too much, they people honk at you.
Nope, that's me every day. Granny over here.
You
there are some real freakazoids. No, I am a rule follower because, you know, one thing about speeding in a construction zone is that fine is fat, okay? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm not risking it.
Yeah.
I had a semi give me the naughty finger today, actually, because.
Did you really?
Yes.
Because you were going the speed limit?
I was going the speed limit. Sorry that I am following the law.
Can we listen up? I don't know what county it is, but can we please help the sheriff department?
That would be Johnson.
I'll take one of those speed guns. You can too. We'll sit on the side of the road and we'll get the suckers. Let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I'll throw an egg at them or something. My feelings are still really hurt from that, by the way, wherever you are.
We're going to get all of them. Those girls in the afternoon were serious about speeders.
They're coming for you.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know our tree out there?
The one.
The struggling tree.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think we need sad music today.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
This is a mystery.
Oh.
Thank you. Well, is it a mystery? I'm kind of happy for him because...
Tell me he got untagged.
No, it's still tagged. But it's like a reverse tree now.
Is he living?
At the top? No. Bare bones. Mm-hmm. Tiny little twigs. Tell me why he's got like hairy legs.
Isn't that what they do though when they are
dude,
really
what's
dead?
Happening? It looks like the top of the tree, but it's at the base of the tiny little tree trunk.
Yeah. When we had it, is it an ash something tree?
I can never remember
what it's called. We had one of those trees and it was a crossed, and so it got affected by the bug, right?
Mm.
And same thing happened. Dead. And then very at the bottom, alive. But I don't think that's one of those trees, though. So I kind of wonder if it's the same thing.
It looks like it has leg warmers on.
No, it looks like me, where it's like, well, I don't feel like shaving the bottom half of my leg, so.
He's like, well, it's like 80. It's in the 70s. I don't need to shave them
anymore. You went to the University of Iowa, so I really got to ask you if this is normal.
Okay. It's been a while.
Is it normal to do frat boy parties before school on Monday? Like, I believe they go back on Monday. Why are we already having frat boy parties?
Mm.
The way the GPS took me back to the station, it had me go past like Kinnick and all these things. So of course I was going past like frat boy houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and they were partying like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Like they were, you know, their own DJ and everything.
Oh, that's serious business.
Yes. We're red talking solo cups.
Full darty. Okay.
Oh yeah. Why so early?
Well, two options. They wanted to, and it's nice out. And that's okay. Beer drinking weather. Number two, and this is me learning off of Rush Talk, TikTok.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like frat and sorority rush, because I didn't do that, is that if they start their rush process like next week, I would assume, then they can't drink during that time. It's dry week.
I didn't know they did that.
I don't know either. That's something I heard on the internet.
Well, get the frat boy parties going, I guess.
I mean, it sounds like they're already underway. Did my boyfriend Curly pass the test or did he fail the test? Well, he failed.
I knew it. I was putting $20 down.
What had happened was...
Break up with him.
Honestly, it may be grounds for that because...
Both of our boyfriends failed this week.
They really did. About the same thing, too.
They did.
Two nights ago, I said, hey, I'd really like to make it to Crumble this week. They have a Dubai chocolate brownie.
Mm-hmm.
I need that in my life, okay? I need all the Dubai chocolate flavored things everywhere. He goes, oh, maybe I could grab it on my way home from work because it's kind of on my route. You'll be at dance late, and then you could come home to it. Well, I came home from dance late last night. Guess what? No brownie. I was a little upset. And then you know what? This man has
the gall audacity.
And the audacity to say to me not even 30 minutes ago, gosh, that Dubai brownie does look good.
Oh, no. The words I can't even say right now.
If I come home and there's no brownie tonight.
Girl, I have an extra. You know what? Let's go get our own place to sleep because I don't even want to go home. You want to go hotel?
You got a sleeping bag?
Let's go to a hotel tonight.
Okay.
With one with a pool.
Yes.
I'm starting to think Fat Mochi might be part dog.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's the thing. What I do outside of just doing this show is... helping the street team with events. So anytime they're out in the street, I tell them where they're going, where they're parking, all that fun jazz. And I give them a checklist and it's all on a clipboard, right? And I put on that clipboard a dongle so that they could plug it into the iPhone and play music, okay?
Yeah.
Mochi got a hold...
Your cat.
Of the dongle and ran, I'm not joking, big boy can run... the entire house, I had to chase him for minutes with it in his mouth. I'm like, since when do you have an interest in a dongle? I had no idea. Cats love dongles. But he had it like a dog has like a bone just like on the outside of his mouth. And
yeah.
He was running around the house. I don't know why.
Have you been depriving him of music?
You know what? I think that's what he was trying to tell me.
I think that's what he's saying.
If there's anybody at all who works for the Cedar Rapids Police Department, please, 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 please let those girls in the afternoon do the training with you.
Dude, I want in on this.
Me too.
I don't know exactly what's going on.
I don't either. I don't know what was happening last night.
Clearly some sort of training or scenario training. I don't know. But they had cones in a parking lot near the radio station. And they were like whipping their cars through there. Doing not like donuts, but like routes through the
cones.
They
had their lights on and everything. I saw it. You saw it. I'm like, to be honest with you, it looked like Grand Theft Auto. It was like my dream of Grand Theft Auto coming true.
It was Grand Theft Auto training.
I know you're probably doing like serious training and it's very important. But can I whip that thing just one time?
Dude, it looked like fun. There was also one guy standing out in the middle and I'm like, what? You're brave.
Was he like, I don't know, like robbing, like fake robbing? And
no, he
like,
looked like he was judging.
Oh. Ooh!
The performance.
Can we do the judging and can we whip it?
I don't want to stand, especially if you're behind the wheel. I am not standing anywhere near where you're whipping that thing.
Maybe I should only do it in my own vehicle because I might actually
roll.
Well,
you might actually get arrested if you do that in your own car.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm going to personally offend you.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
But just know it's not me saying this.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm reporting on the news.
That's like asking for a friend. I don't know if I believe you.
No, I'm just reporting on the news. Allow me to get through it before you go crazy.
Okay.
Then you can have your moment.
All right.
Leggings are cringe now.
Keep going. Go, hurry.
So, I guess, according to this new report from the Wall Street Journal, which does sound reputable in theory, leggings are officially dead. They had, like, this whole report called The Death of Leggings, where people who analyzed retail trends and stuff said that sales have plummeted in the last 3 years of leggings, and instead, baggy gym outfits have been popping off on Pinterest and things like that. A lot of workout girlies specifically.
Oh, I can't wear leggings to the gym.
Are wearing baggy pants and a little top or whatever. So they're saying that it's very millennial cringe to wear leggings to the gym.
Oh, just to the gym. That's it? Oh, then I'm fine.
Well, I guess that's what they said. I don't know about
we're good
it
then.
Every
I can't,
other day.
I'm too. Here's the dealio. I got one Lulu, and then the rest are like old. And when I say old, I mean like I worked there in 2014. Victoria's Secret leggings. Yeah, I still got them. Don't judge me. Don't hate on me. I don't care. Leggings.
Mm-hmm.
So my fear is Lulu or not, like even Lulu's, like you bend over, we all know what happens, right?
Wait, you're gonna split up the middle?
No, everyone can see what you're wearing, like your undies. I would never wear that to the gym. I mean, if other people want to, that's fine.
In the Lulus?
Oh yeah, I don't want them to see what I'm wearing. I love my granny panties and my leggings. Don't judge me, okay? I don't need them to see that.
Well, okay, then that's a personal choice.
So I wouldn't wear them to the gym. And I do see the baggy thing. Here's the thing, and I want to do it so bad, and I've tried. I look stupid. I cannot figure out the baggy girl aesthetic at the gym. I really can't. I can't.
I will say.
I look like Adam Sandler. Respect.
Yeah, no, I do that, but not even like, I don't.
But
do
you look hot?
No, I do it unironic, like on accident. You know what I mean? Like I've been doing this. That's mostly because if I go to the gym in the morning, I roll out of bed. You're lucky I'm not wearing my little jammy boxers.
Okay, so are there other girly pops that are at your gym that wear like the baggy clothes that look hot?
I will
or
say.
Or we just all know that we look like Adam Sandler and we're cool with it.
No, I feel like the odd one out when I show up in like sweatpants and stuff, because there's a lot of girlies who show up in cute like workout sets that are either leggings or biker shorts.
Yeah, I'm like, the biker shorts now.
I look like a ding dong because I showed up in my baggy sweatpants. So I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
Well, then breaking news, baggies out.
Well, don't say that because I have a really good time wearing my pajamas, basically.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had my meeting this morning that I was really, really scared about.
I hope you stole an identity. Now, I never encouraged this, but just for your sake on this one, I did.
Yeah. So
you did?
No.
Well, don't say yeah. You got my hopes.
No,
up.
I didn't even have my own identity.
Oh Jesus.
Practically. So my boyfriend Curly's brother has a job in like the financial sphere.
Too smart for us.
Yeah. And like, I just want to be a good sport, right? I want to help him out. So when he was like, oh, will you do like a meeting to help me out? I was like, yeah, absolutely. I didn't really realize what I was getting myself into. So last night before this is the meeting was this morning. Last night, though, he goes, do you want like a little bit of a rundown of what you're going to need to know? I was like, actually, yeah, that would be great. You're talking to the girl that often cannot see my bank account, okay, because my app doesn't work.
So I thought like, it's because you didn't know the password.
Well, it's a lot of issues. Depends on the day. Okay. what I didn't know the password to was my benefits account for my benefits.
Your retirement account?
Yeah, that. Life insurance, things like that.
Oh, I guess I don't know the password. I have never once accessed our life insurance.
Well, I tried to last night and I locked myself out.
Oh.
So
I was like, I'll let my family deal with that when I'm dead.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I do that and I
Although I know technically life insurance, if I understood it correctly, is like when you're alive, not when you're dead, I thought.
I don't know. I couldn't even look at it because I locked myself out. So then I get to this meeting today with Curly's brother and his mentor. I'm like, you guys, I don't know how to answer any of these questions because I'm
you
locked out.
You started the freaking meeting like
no,
that?
No. Luckily, there was some getting to know you, and they're like, what do you know? And I was like, honestly, you guys, nothing. Are you a spender or a saver? I'm like, I'm a really good spender.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't lie. Don't you dare lie.
No, I didn't. But when I'm uncomfortable and I feel stupid, I decide to become a stand-up comedian. Then I'm like, yeah, like I'll go to Target for milk and spend $100 on milk. No, I don't. I buy like dumb stuff I didn't need. So I didn't know a lot of the answers. I couldn't get a lot of the answers for them because I was locked out of my own identity. So I really should have stolen somebody else's.
So we didn't go anywhere?
Well,
Taylor.
No.
Taylor!
I didn't do well.
Why don't you ever listen to me? Steal someone's identity next time.
Well, I got another meeting next week. Can I borrow yours?
No, you know what? Neighbor man, maybe. He's probably got it all figured out. He's way smarter than me. He's definitely got it all figured out.
Do you think he could stand in as me?
The problem is your guys' names do not match up.
AI.
Ooh, do you think AI can help us steal some identity?
No, I'm saying he could do my meeting for me and AI my face over his face. There's enough recordings of my voice out there.
Wait a minute.
He can steal my identity and stand in so I don't look stupid
again. And he
again.
Would love this. He loves money. Oh, my God. You'd make
can
this
Can he save
day.
Me some while he's at it?
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I really think we need to let our listeners of those girls in the afternoon truly pick the trivia question every single night. Man, were they hooting and hollering on the text line.
As they should over bacon.
Well, let me say, I want to read the last text we got. I do have to censor myself here now. 0827, I was rooting for you. They said, radio, bacon is awesome and all, but I like the weird. And I can't say the next thing.
Stuff.
Thank you. But as much as I really was rooting for them, the rest was all pretty much, I mean, there are some Legos in there, but the rest majority is like, bacon. And I mean, to the point that they're like yelling at us in all caps. So
it's bacon. What do you mean?
You said it is international or
no,
what is it?
It's
national?
National Bacon Lovers Day.
Okay. So Taylor wants this and the people have spoken on the text line. We are doing a bacon trivia question. You're welcome.
Thanks for having my back, everybody.
Tonight's trivia question, bacon, chocolate, and cheese are the three things people crave the most during the day. What's the fourth?
How much time do we have?
Oh, geez.
So many things. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
I mean, there's a lot that I crave, let's be honest. Bacon, chocolate, and cheese are the three things people crave the most during the day. What's the fourth?
That's like all pretty top tier stuff.
Uh-huh.
How do you add another one? I don't know. You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Taylor, in the listener spoke, we're talking about bacon tonight.
Who doesn't love bacon? Except people that don't need it.
Thank you for that one, Captain Obvious. I mean, seriously, I couldn't talk because I was so Captain.
Well, I just know, like, there's vegetarians that are like, yeah. I don't care.
You know what? I almost did this as a trivia question, but it was, like, too obvious. It was, like, I think the percentage was 47. 47% of vegetarians, when they got drunk.
Ate bacon. Oh, snap.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch out. You know, when you drink too much, bacon is what's going to happen.
It's the smell, I tell you.
I know, man. That would get me every time.
It's real good.
Well, tonight's trivia question, bacon, chocolate, and cheese are the three things people crave during the day. What's the fourth?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 6841 said caffeine.
I wouldn't say, like, caffeine is what I crave, but I crave a soda. Like, you and I, mm-hmm. earlier today, we were out and about, and I was like, oh, I just crave a soda.
I feel that way about coffee. But I wouldn't say during the day. That's like a morning thing.
I don't ever crave coffee. I drink it because I know I need it, but I don't ever crave it.
Oh, I do. I want the taste, and I need the boost, or I am an ogre. Get out me swamp.
8066 said wine. You craving that at work?
I could see, like, oh, I can't wait to kick back and, like, unwind with a glass of wine. I'm not grown like that, unfortunately.
No.
Unless it tastes like apple juice, in which case that is not classy.
No.
And I am a child.
I mean,
not drinking wine, that's illegal.
There have been times where I'm like, I could use a beer, but I don't crave beer.
Yeah.
You know?
I just don't think my taste buds are, like, mature enough.
No, neither do I. I want to be that woman that, like, comes home and she has, like, a glass of red wine. I feel like you are so sophisticated if you do that.
Yeah.
You just have one glass of red wine.
What? Yeah. I'm not there.
I know.
I don't like it.
When do we get, is that 40?
I don't know.
It's not 30.
Maybe you got to have kids for that to understand.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. I'm not there. 0777 said bread.
Mood. Garlic.
Garlic bread?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like a breadstick, mm-hmm. or a cheesy Parmesan
cheddar
bread.
Jalapeno.
Oh man,
do I crave a cheddar jalapeno?
I do think about bread a decent amount.
Me too. Like a bird.
I'm thinking about the bread I'm going to eat tonight.
Her mom brought her bread.
My mom delivered me bread at work.
She's got DoorDash bread. Thanks to mom.
From my mother.
Tonight's trivia question. Bacon, cheddar, and cheese are the three things people crave most during the day. What's the fourth?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
Bread. What is with me tonight?
I don't know. It's time to go to bed.
I do seriously think that. I was going to talk to you about your mom bringing your bread, but at that point, I don't even know if I should talk anymore.
I'm going to use it to make grilled cheese tonight.
That's
I know you care.
That's what you're going to use with it?
Yeah, the best way to eat bread.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
What is the actual day? It's like Bacon Lovers.
National Bacon Lovers Day.
Okay, I knew you knew.
I identify.
As a bacon lover?
Yes.
Well, and in honor of National Bacon Lovers Day, Taylor got her way. So did a lot of people on the text line because you chose tonight's trivia question. Bacon, chocolate, and cheese are the three things people crave the most during the day. What is the fourth?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
strawberries.
How random.
I don't crave strawberries during the day.
I don't know that. And you know what? I love fruit.
I do too.
I'm a fruit girly, and I love strawberries. I love strawberry sweets. I love strawberries plain. I love strawberry yogurt. I do not crave strawberries, mm-mm. throughout the day.
Is there, once in a blue moon, I'll get through like a weird like phase in my life where I'll crave a banana. But like, I don't really crave fruit during the day. I'm not like, oh, I need a freaking apple. Or no. I'll slap someone.
Well, especially a specific fruit. I'll be like, oh, I want something like light and like sweet and like fruity. But it's never.
Okay, hold up.
A specific.
Did we not grow up healthy? Because here's what I grew. French fries.
Mm.
Chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm. Candy.
Burgers.
Like Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's what I grew.
Hot Cheetos.
Boy, oh, girl, I was craving that
Cosmic
earlier.
Brownies.
Oh, not the Cosmic Brownies.
Stop me now while I'm ahead.
I told you yesterday that I wanted a weighted vest, and it's because I have like a walking pad here at work, and I'm thinking sometimes it might be a little too easy. I want to make it harder.
Okay, overachiever. Okay, was the goal to make me feel bad because I sit all day? Because I do.
Well, you could sit with a weighted vest, I guess. I'm not, that wasn't the point.
My spine does not need any more weight, let me tell you what.
It's not the point. No, but I was thinking this, and I told you this yesterday. Well, it escalated real quickly. I got on Amazon.
Is it pink?
Of course it is.
See, I wanted to look yesterday when you were talking about it, because I'm like, do they make pink ones? They gotta.
Lots.
How much extra did you pay for it to be pink?
No, okay, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it. The pink tax.
This girl loves to save money. So here, you're going to judge
who?
So hard.
I'm sorry, who? Which one? I don't know
anybody
in this room that saves any sort of money.
No, I got myself a pink vest off of Amazon that was used. And I know what you're thinking. It's probably nasty because somebody's sweating in it. I'm going to try not to think about that.
Well, you could probably wash it.
Oh, that's true.
I would hope that they washed it.
The weights are sandbags, so I could take that out.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I could do that. Because here's the thing. The original price of it was like over $36. Mm-hmm. But if I got it used, it was $18. I was like, oh, girl loves.
Half the price.
I'll use it used. Okay. A dog could have used it. I don't care.
Oh. Well, I don't know about a dog.
Well, I don't think a dog would.
What if it was a really fashionable police cop?
Well, hello there. And then it's going to get to my head. You're arrested. Oh, I'm going to start arresting my coworkers.
No, I think you need to leave that at home. I just decided.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.